is willing or able or fully understands that everyone needs to pull their weight. So you pull the weight a little bit for someone else because you've always been that kind of person. Maybe it's you that winds up washing those dishes. I'll bet it is. 877-500-5266, 877-500-KABU. It's you. You're the one that has to call in and tag us for a little bit every month. And when you do, you can get a Democracy Now! T-shirt. People will say, oh, Democracy Now!, I listened to that. And then you find out on how they listen, and maybe they listen to KABU too. Or you can get, if you've been contributing for a while, I'd like to encourage you to boost it up to $25 a month so you can get that KABU hoodie that you've been thinking about for a while. It's still here. It's still on our wall. We've still got your size, 877-500-5266. And this is the moment, just a few seconds left now, so it's time to call 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. And now back to programming.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Time is now 8 a.m. Up next is a Thursday Morning Talk Radio with Linda Olson Osterlund.
KABU would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Brunchbox, with two locations on the west side and downtown Portland at 620 Southwest 9th Avenue, and on the east side at 676 Southeast Morrison Street. Brunchbox serves up a menu of burgers and sandwiches every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Lunch was provided by Nel Centro, located at 1408 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland. Open every day until 11 p.m. or later. More information at nelcentro.com. Dinner was provided by Dove Vivi, located at 2727 Northeast Gleason Street in Portland. Open every day from 4 to 10 p.m. Dove Vivi serves handmade cornmeal crust pizza. For more information on how you can support KABU, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
KABU Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KABU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KABU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The events committee meets the third Monday of every month at 5 o'clock p.m.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KBOO Community Radio this morning. I'm Linda Olson Osterlund, and I'm your host for Talk Radio this morning. I'm really excited to be here on the first day of our winter membership drive. I always like to be here for the membership drive. Some people say, oh, they don't like it. I know if you're listening, maybe you don't like it as much as we do like it here, but it's so good to see all of our other compadres that we never really see when we're down here at radio. You know, we all are on at different times, so we don't get to see all of our fellow radio people. So it's a great day. It's a great day for you to become a member of KBOO, and it's easy to do. The number is 877-500-5266. Now, my topic for today is PDX Latinx, or Latinx through the Portland through, let me say it right, Portland through Latinx Lens. It's a nonprofit organization here in Portland, Oregon. Its executive director or head of it is Miguel Rodriguez. And we're going to learn all about this organization. It's a really interestingly designed organization. It seems to operate through creative processes very much in the way that it wants to operate. And let's get started with it. Welcome to KBOO, Miguel Rodriguez.
Hello, thank you so much for having me.
Now, I'm telling everybody that you are the head of, do you like it called PDX Latinx, or do you like Latinx through a, Portland through a Latinx lens?
So we like to say Portland through a Latinx lens.
Latinx.
Yeah.
You say it that way, not Latinx, you say Latinx.
It really depends. Yeah, some people prefer Latinx, and some people say Latinx.
I'll say it either way that people like is okay with me. Yeah. So we will do that. And before we go on to more about the program, I didn't find a lot about you in terms of a bio. So maybe you can tell us a little bit about who you are and how you got here.
Yeah, of course. So my name's Miguel. I've actually been here in Portland for about 6 years now, which is a little crazy to me. I've been doing a lot of work here in the community, like primarily with youth. Mm-hmm. I've worked in a lot of like secondary and post-secondary educational systems. But in regards to...
What drew you to Portland?
Oh, what drew me to Portland? Well, that's a
not
long...
a big Latinx yeah. center, but getting bigger all the time.
Yeah, no. That's a very long,
that's
complicated
a long,
story.
Okay, so we won't even go into that.
I'm originally from LA, so okay. To your point, it was like, whoa, culture shock, because I actually used to live in Southern Oregon as well for 5
yeah,
years.
Which was even more culture.
Yeah, culture shock.
That's so. Culture shock when you go from Portland.
Yeah.
I grew up in small towns in Oregon, and I was
you know
shocked
Roseburg?
When I moved to the city. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was for 5 years. So.
Roseburg's kind of famous for its racism, to be quite honest.
Yep, there's some
I apologize
there.
To you and in Roseburg, who I know are not racist and who are great and wonderful citizens, but I also know there's a reputation there, and
there's
it's
a
got
reputation.
A reason.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, thank you for joining us today. Mm-hmm. I was really excited when I started looking at your organization. I went to your website. It's PDX Latinx mm-hmm. Port. No, that's just PDXLatinx.org.
Yeah.
Yeah. And go to your website. And it seems like the way that you operate, the way that you do the work you do it in creative methods. So I'm going to use the description that we put up to describe how we what we say your work is. We say it through... Portland Through a Latinx Lens is a series of workshops, interviews, and a culminating art gallery which engages with and promotes the expression of stories from a variety of Latinx individuals. Additionally, these vignettes will be hosted online to encourage submissions from greater Latinx community. This medium can serve as a conduit to amplify the voices of Latinx people in Portland, highlighting their lives, challenges, joy, passion, and grit. Mm-hmm. It says, and I looked at, I loved that page that you looked when you go to the Portland Through a Latinx Lens, and you made the zine. So, mm-hmm. tell us about you have a zine, mm-hmm. and how does it serve people, Latinx people in Portland? How does your whole project serve people in Portland area? But in specific, what does the Portland Through a Latinx Lens and the zine do? Because that zine's just beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of, after this, I want to give you a copy because I have like some with me.
Oh, it'd be wonderful.
Yeah. So there's a lot of layers to what our goal is, but I think in terms of one of the biggest pieces is that the manner in which folks like interact with and provide services, not to just like my community, to the Latinx community, but also like whether that's the Black or African American community or the Asian Pacific Islander communities, this idea that we're going into people's spaces and just providing them services and then we're leaving, that's something that mm-hmm. we are trying to be very mindful of how we're engaging with our community members, because it's their spaces, not ours. Well, partially mine, but
yeah.
The idea that we want to provide them with stuff that they want and that is serving their needs. And so to the idea of the zine, for example, the zine kind of arose from an idea that when we think of Latinx leaders, Latino, Latina leaders, the person that people think of immediately is Cesar Chavez, which is awesome. It's great. And, you know.
And we have a named street.
And we have a named street, yeah. You know, which is, I want to recognize, is significant. And he was such an important figure in our history. But the thing is, like, we didn't want him to be the only person that people think of when they think of Latino leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of the zine arose from that particular perspective.
Or Rivera as the only Mexican artist.
Yeah, yeah.
Except we learned about Freda from the movie.
Exactly, you know? So we were wanting to, like, we wanted to expand that. We wanted to show people that historical, local, and contemporary. So we wanted to highlight other people that, in historical context, haven't been as amplified. So, for example, the second president of Mexico was an Afro-Latino, and he was actually the person who abolished slavery in the Mexican Constitution. So people...
Wow, yeah, we don't even know that.
Exactly.
And we need to know that. That's,
exactly.
That's great.
So, you know, like, with that particular example, like...
And that was... There was a zine issue that focused on him?
So, in the zine, there's 16 leaders that we highlighted,
yeah,
and he was one of them.
Yeah, and the and there are wonderful drawings and mm-hmm. and pictures or paintings made by, I assume, volunteers.
Volunteers, yeah.
For the zines. They're really great looking. We're running right on 10 minutes after the hour, and we are in the middle of our fun drive, and so I'm going to go ahead and start talking with, I don't know if I have Teresa out there waiting with me. I do. Teresa's going to join us to talk about why you should become a member of KBOO, and I think it's pretty obvious. The first reason is because we bring you people like Miguel, you know, and we bring you programs you may not have heard about before, or maybe you heard that title, you know, Portland Through a Latinx Lens. I saw that title and I thought, well, now that really interests me. There's just something about that. So you're getting that on KBOO Community Radio, and you're not getting that somewhere else. You're getting it right here, right now, and we want you to become a member of KBOO. Show your support for great radio. Have a piece of this radio. Be one of the people that brings great interviews, local and international and national as well, at other times. Just become a member. It's easy to do. It's 877-500-5266. That's the phone number to call. We've got people out there who have been taking calls this morning. They're very excited to be doing it and anxious to hear from you. So once again, that number is 877-500-5266. And just dial that number and you'll be talking to someone, and you can join at almost any level. You know, $5 a month as a regular amount is something that a lot of people do. Our actual average is quite a bit higher than that. Because once you become a member, you really feel like you're part of the radio station and you have something to say about it. And actually, as we all learned this last summer, you do. You get to vote. You get to make a difference at KBOO about the leadership and the direction of it. So love that. Love KBOO and become a member.
877-500-5266 is the number to call. 877-500-5266. Buenos dias. Gracias por escuchar. And we're so glad to have you here and so glad that you are listening. We'd like you to call right now and join Peter in Southeast Portland, who likes Democracy Now! and POC Voices, and Judy from Manzanita, Brian from Southwest Portland, Diane. All of these people have called in this morning. Thank you all very much. And you can join them. You can get your own T-shirt by calling us at 877-500-5266. You can get a KBOO logo T-shirt. Hi.
Do you have that new bright red T-shirt we have?
Do we? That is online only.
It's online only. Oh, my gosh. It's spectacular. So yeah. I hope people go to the you know, you can donate that way as well. It's a bright red V-neck T-shirt with short sleeves. It has a really great new shape of the KBOO logo on the front, and then it has our tower on the back. It's beautiful.
877-500-5266. Now, you know that we run on your contributions. This is a great time to call in. We'll be matching your pledge. And for everyone who calls in and pledges more than $90, not only do you get the pledge premium that you're looking for, but if you can come in and get it yourself, you can get a bottle of Greenfin Red Table Wine, very nice tasting stuff, a handmade Valentine from KBOO to you, and organic free trade chocolate, all together with your premium for calling right now until they run out. 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. That's you right now, 877-500-5266.
And if you're out there with, you know, images of T-shirts and hoodies dancing in your head, you know, just take a moment and pick up that phone. We'll appreciate it. Next, back to our interview with Michelle Rodriguez. Miguel. He's not a Michelle. He's a Miguel Rodriguez, and he is the head guy. I'll call him the head guy of Portland Latinx. I'm going to have to put it in front of my face because I keep wanting to say it
wrong.
It's
okay.
I know what you're. Portland Through a Latinx Lens. And the thing that I really love about this organization is that you do a variety of things that are particularly creative. These zines, tell us about who participated in creating the zines of leaders. Who did the art? Who helped make them? And how can people see them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in regards to the zine, we had to really rely on our personal networks because we were like, we're volunteer led. We're grassroots in nature, so...
We know that.
Yeah.
Yay!
So like... So y'all can definitely speak to that too. But like, yeah, we just had to rely on our networks, and because of the community that I've partially established here, I called on a lot of like my contacts, and they were like, "Yeah, I'll help you." Like, the idea of being part of a zine is really awesome, and once they saw the vision that we had, they were like, "Awesome! Like, I want to contribute." And so we had a variety of like, because I used to work at a high school. I actually had like a couple of my students who were really interested and were like, "Hey, how can I help you? You're always helping us." Like, you know, so there was that. A couple of the team members contributed drawings as well. And then other folks who are like college students or other contacts at different places. And so
they're physical. They're a physical zine. Mm-hmm. And they're really interestingly and well drawn. They look like the shape of a book.
Yeah,
medium size, you know, in terms of their look. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited about those. I think that you do other projects that are also mm-hmm. creative and interesting. Do you want to talk about a few more of those?
Yeah, of course. I think the one that really speaks to me is the hip hop one that I do. That one came out of a conference that I presented at. Just the idea of using music, but in particular hip hop music, as a medium to process, for lack of better terms, trauma, emotions, stuff like that. Speaking for myself, I use a lot of music to process my emotions and my thoughts, and so the idea of extending that, so the idea of extending that to other folks was something that I wanted to do, and it's been awesome every time that I've done it.
You have one coming up, I think, don't you? I have a list of upcoming events, and I believe
We don't have a workshop coming, but we do have an event that is not necessarily tied through Portland and Latinx Lens, but whatchamacallit. There's this organization called The Immigrant Story.
Hip hop and spoken word, a guide to self-care.
Yeah. I just realized that was actually, we updated the calendar. So that one's going to be, there's two that we're doing. I forgot. We're going to be presenting at the IYLC, which is the International Youth Leadership Conference here at PSU.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I've done that like two times. This is going to be the third time. And then there's another one at the Mente Summit, which is a conference specifically tied to advancing and promoting the...
Mentis is bringing up...
Latino males.
Latino males think more highly of what they can do.
Correct.
How they reach higher and have higher expectations for what they can accomplish.
Yeah, so it's an all-day conference. Shout out to them, Mentis Summit. But yeah, that's going to be the third time I present there too, and that one has been really awesome. So, yeah.
And the hip hop conference, when you do the hip hop workshop, it's an interactive.
Yeah.
It's very much an interactive process.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting, and I think that it's exciting that we have new ways of reaching out to people who, you know, you guys are inventing these ones. I think it really makes a lot of sense. There's also one coming up that I wanted you to mention, just because it caught my eye, and that's one called, it's an extension of the Dreams Deferred exhibit. So talk about the Dreams Deferred exhibit, which is going on right now.
Yeah.
It started January 10th, but it's going to continue all the way through to April 12th. So people really have time to see this. It's at the Oregon Historical Society, which also, when you're down there, pick up one of their quarterly issues on white supremacy and resistance to it in Oregon. The Oregon Historical Society is right down on the park blocks across from the major museum and near Portland State. You can find it easily. But tell us about this Dreams Deferred exhibit, because of course DACA is a big issue, and it's kind of hanging in limbo. Is that right now?
That's correct.
Yeah. And so that's leaving, at least 800,000 who are already signed up on DACA, and all of those who would want to sign up on DACA. And for those who don't remember, DACA is the program that was put in place to allow young people who were brought here by their parents to be able to stay here and go to college, finish their growing up in that way. But it has been threatened to be removed over and over again.
Yeah.
And so the title of this exhibit is Dreams Deferred. Do you want to talk about how you came to helping form that exhibit?
It's actually not our exhibit. It's through a different organization called The Immigrant Story.
Okay.
And
you work with them?
Partially. So one of the individuals, the writer that wrote my piece, I actually when I worked at Madison High School, he was one of the volunteers, tutoring volunteers. And he asked me, he's like, hey, like, now that I've gotten to know you better and all, you know, your story, would you be interested in sharing? So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll share. And so, like, he wrote up a story. And then after that, they invited me to be part of this exhibit, which highlights six stories of different undocumented DACA individuals. So I used to be undocumented, but through a particular law called VAWA, the Violence Against Women's Act, mm-hmm. my mother and I were able to receive permanent residency. So even though we're no longer undocumented / DACA, we were able to... We still went through that ordeal.
Yeah.
And so, anywho, long story short, Sankar, he's the person who's leading this. It's his organization. He's having. So, if you go to the Oregon Historical Society, there's the exhibit, six different stories mm-hmm. tied to also some physical objects, and then on April 11th, the day before that exhibit ends. We're all going to share six different stories, not necessarily tied to that. We're going to figure out what we want to share. So think of it as an extension. So we're going to be presenting live, like, a different story. It could be the same one. It's really up to us.
Yeah.
Just tied to the idea of our stories.
And that'll be at the Oregon Historical Society, or will it
no.
be elsewhere?
That one will be at Portland State, Lincoln Recital Hall. So, and it's a free event. The capacity though is like 220. So if you want to go, you better make sure that you get there a little early.
Yeah.
It starts at 6:30.
Well, I'm excited about that. And in recent times, I've been getting a lot more appreciation for the Oregon Historical Society, and all the time they're really trying to stay up with the times and reflect the times and reach out to artists and individuals, writers, to utilize the people that are here now making history.
Yeah.
So I've been appreciating that. I think it's about time it is to go back to our Pledge Central, we call it back there, with my great host, Teresa. If you would like to say anything about the value of independent radio and volunteer-run things, you could say that right now, Miguel, if you'd like.
Sure.
Miguel's going to speak for a minute.
Yeah. I think the idea of having a community radio and being volunteer and grassroots is spectacular, just because it allows a lot of flexibility, and the idea of getting stories out there that aren't usually heard, and establishing, like, a stronger community tie through that is just spectacular. And then additionally, I would say that this is a great way to learn about organizations and volunteer, like, work that you can do in your community that, you know, you're not aware of. And so this is just, yeah, I love this. And yeah,
I love this too. I do too. So, you know, you just heard from Miguel what this organization can do for Portland. It's a lot. It's a lot. We bring you hundreds of voices. We generally co-sponsor around 125 to 150 events a year. You get to hear about those events repeatedly on our airtime so that you know that they're coming up. That's just one of the great things that KBOO does. You know, there are many people that don't get heard in mainstream media anymore as they go. Mainstream media goes more and more to extremes and more to the right, really. They come here to KBOO and other stations like us, which are fewer and fewer around the country, to even have their voices heard. Even the other public radio station will not pick up some of these experts. They go instead to, you know, someone who is a former general or a former national security officer or a former congressman. They don't go to the people to find out what's happening with the people. We do here at KBOO, and we want you to support that by becoming a member right now. You know, you don't have to wait until this show is over to take the time. I heard Teresa say, I believe that this is a matching hour, and I tell you, I will go in after we're done and give my money, no matter how small or large it is. When it's matched, it's matched. It's like getting to give double. I love that.
Did someone say Teresa?
Yes. Hi, Teresa. We're talking about the match and how much fun it is to be able to put your money when it's going to be doubled.
Yeah, has contribuido a la radio comunitaria, because this is the time to do it by calling us 877-500-5266. I want to thank Peter in Southeast Portland for Democracy Now.
Yay,
Nicole
Peter.
And Brian have called in. Judy from Manzanita, and let's see, I've got another one. Thomas from Northeast Portland, and Ray from Northeast Portland just called in. All of these have called in this morning. Thank you so very much for doing that. KBOO is your community radio station, and we respond to you because we are supported by you. I mean, that is our our primary source, and that is something that we will never turn from. We get our contributions from community, and it's up to you to make this radio happen. So please call us right now at 877-500-KABU, 877-500-5266. Now, you know that we have T-shirts to offer you. We have mugs to offer you, and we even have a KABU black beanie that you can get for only $5 a month if you want to get your feet wet. And if you contribute
and
more
than...
dry. Yeah, and your head dry this time of year. And adding to that, not only, as Linda said, are we matching pledges, but adding to that, if you can come in the studio, then you can get a special thing, a Valentine present, well, from me and from KBOO, and it's a bottle of red table wine and some organic free trade chocolate and a handmade Valentine, because we love you too. So this is the theme of our program. The theme of our pledge drive here is love, and so we want you to love us and come on in and let us love you back. 877-500-5266. Now that's handy, because I know somebody listening to me right now is going, oh, can't say that word on the air, oh, S, it's Valentine's and I haven't gotten anything. Well, here's your solution.
Hey,
you just contribute to us and come and pick this up.
If you're buying a female a t-shirt, I can't say more about that bright red t-shirt. It's beautiful.
Well, and if you're buying a male a bottle of wine, can't go wrong, right?
The two are going to have fun. No.
Heck yeah, this is the number to call, 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. The last four digits spell love. No, they don't. I'm just kidding. They spell KBOO, 877-500-5266. And now back to you.
Well, thank you very much for that, Teresa. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate the audience out there. And I want you all to take advantage of that doubling your money. If you're just even barely thinking about give the money, just, you know, let your hand do the reaching for you. Don't think anymore, and become a member of KBOO at 877-500-5266. We really do love you to come in person. It's 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, right off Burnside. You'll see the big mural on the front. We love you to come in person, because we'll take you on a tour around the station. You'll see where everything gets made. And often we have coffee and donuts in the back. I can't promise that right now. I haven't looked, but it's worth coming down and becoming a member that way. So thank you all out there, and we'll get back to our interview with Miguel. Miguel, I wanted to ask you, you know, how you have a whole bunch of different kinds of project grant and partner support. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about how you got the support, and is it intended to be long term? How does your support go, and who the partners are that wanted to put up money for this kind of project?
Mm-hmm. So I think I would want to provide some context about how this this organization came to being before I answer that.
Yeah.
So originally, I was part of a leadership group through a nonprofit called Educate Ya, which means pretty much educate yourself, here in the Kent's neighborhood. They're like down the street. They provide language services for Spanish and other languages, actually.
Say the name of the organization again.
Educate Ya. Educate yourself in English, pretty much. Well, it's like Educate Ya, like in a very like positive way. Shout out to Rafael. He's awesome, and he's been doing this work for like years. But anywho, so I was part of a leadership group with that organization, and then I was invited by Rafael to lead the next cohort as the program coordinator. And from that group, there's a project that the group must complete as part of the leadership development. And Portland Through Latinx Lens came from that exact cohort. But because of, you know, like just people moving and other stuff, it kind of like disseminated a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't personally want to let it die. And so I was like, I'm going to apply to some grants to see if we can get some funding so that we can restart it and get this moving forward, because this is really important. And the idea of sharing stories of a community that's not as usually visibly seen in Portland.
Or it's only, we only hear one or two kinds of stories. We either hear someone who's in desperate straits being deported, mm-hmm. or someone who has stood out in some positive way, or someone who's going to jail.
Exactly. So like the idea of like, we want a breadth of stories that represent what you just described. That's what we were trying to aim for. And so the first grant that I applied to was through Southeast Uplift, which is a neighborhood coalition down by Hawthorne and 30th.
Yeah, they do a lot of
work. They do a lot of community work, yeah. So through their Small Neighborhoods Grants Program. So we received funding through them of $1,000, even though I asked them for $4,000, and they're like, ah. So anyway, but that really let us start and really begin the process of creating and developing and delivering workshops to the community, et cetera, et cetera. And so because of that, I was able to bring like a core group about four people that were part of that cohort mm-hmm. to join me. But I had to be like, okay, are we doing this or not? Like, I need mm-hmm. to make sure that you're committed. And so they're like, yes, like I reached out to a couple of them and we came to a core group of four. And then we've kind of expanded in terms of our volunteers and stuff. So Southeast Uplift. We also applied to a different one called Emily's Fund mm-hmm. that's directly with the Oregon Jewish Family Foundation. I'm trying to remember the acronym. And they provided us another $1,500 to continue our programming. And then recently we received another grant from the Oregon Humanities to deliver more programming. And then in terms of collaborators, we're always trying to figure out who are like organizations, nonprofits, individuals that we can, you know, collaborate with to bring these workshops, these educational materials, resources to their communities mm-hmm. And to their spaces. So whether that was Clackamas Workforce Partnership, delivered a workshop specifically to their, mainly to some of their health providers because uh-huh. they provide services. We are collaborating with the Portland Mercado just because I have some connections there, and the idea of that's a hub for Latinx communities, mm-hmm. organizations, businesses. I could go on. Like, there's so many organizations.
In terms of long-term funding, mm-hmm. it's not necessarily stable.
Correct. It's not stable.
So that you, and we know how that can be. We have some stable. That's why we ask our mm-hmm. wonderful listeners out there to give us a little bit a month instead mm-hmm. of giving us all at once.
Yeah.
We don't want to be spending it all at once. We like spending it over time to pay the bills to mm-hmm. keep the lights on. So when did you officially launch as the Portland Through a Latinx Lens?
So the cohort, that happened in 2017-ish. But I would say that the actual, like, we're moving forward and we're doing this was in July of 2018.
Okay.
And I think the idea of grant funding, that's something that we are going to have to figure out because, for example, right now we're not a 503C. We are fiscally sponsored and we're...
Which makes it a different problem.
Correct.
And yes.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get back to that about the funding problem, but we're not going to talk about a funding problem now. We're going to talk about a funding opportunity.
I like how you turn it around.
Yeah, I turned that around. So we want to let you know that you can help fund this project, the project called KBOO.FM and KBOO.org, where it is membership-driven, literally. Membership gets a vote and have a big difference on it. Become a member today. You know, we won't make you do anything more, but we'd love you to join and be a volunteer as well. The number to call to become a member is 877-500-5266. You can also go to kboo.fm. That's a great way. If you're like my daughter, she doesn't really want to talk to anybody on the phone. She just wants to get it done, please. She goes to the .fm, so it's kboo.fm. Really fast, you'll see a red thing that says a button. You'll see all sorts of things come up on the web page telling you to donate when you first go there. So you can also come down here to 1220 Southeast 8th Avenue. Come and see the studios that produce all of the work that we do here. So, you know, we do important work like reaching out to people like Miguel so that you can find out what's going on in your community. We also, you know, reach out to people in other parts of the country who are telling stories that we need to hear about. That are important to us here in this area as well. So show your appreciation for that kind of programming. You know, this is a talk radio show, and I am going to open the lines for talk radio in just a few minutes for anyone who wants to ask a question of Miguel about the program he does. And I'll give you that number right now, and then...
And then I'll give another number?
No, I'm going to hold off. I'll give you that number when we come back from talking to Teresa.
All right. Hi, I'm Teresa. And here I am at KBOO, and it's 6:34. It's 8:34 in the morning. And it's time for you to call in 877-500 KABU 877-500-5266. And this is our Love Without Borders, Amor Sin Fronteras pledge drive. And we hope that you will show us some love right now by calling in 877-500-5266. Don't forget that we have your KABU Black Beanie. If you've never pledged before, it's great to get a beanie because that's only $5 a month. Kind of gives you the feel. You know, sometimes you think when you're just first starting off, you have all these questions that people who've pledged all the time don't have, like, should it be me? Well, it should be you, because you're one of the people who gets the dishes washed when other people don't do it. Now, why do you do that? Are you a sucker or something? No. You've got the guts. You've got the heart to actually pull the community through. When the community might be a little weakened this way or the other way for whatever reason, you're the person that they turn to. And that is the kind of person that we depend on here on KBOO. 10% of our audience for 50 years and more, 10% of our broadcast audience has called in and supported us with cash, and we like to have you do it every month. So $5 a month is just barely noticeable. I mean, if you have work, you're not going to notice $5 a month, and you can do it right now. This can be the second to do it. 877-500-5266. We're talking about 3 minutes on the phone. So painless. You're going to enjoy it so much. We're going to get a thrill when we hear the phone ring. It happens every time. We all light up around here. It's not just the phones that light up. 877-500-5266. We've got this little bitty Love Without Borders pledge drive happening in just 3 days, so you're not going to have very many chances, and this is the only Friday. This is it.
Hey, Teresa, I've got something special going too here.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, Miguel kindly give away the zine that's of Latino leaders that I described earlier, so beautiful, okay. And he kindly brought one to give to me, which was very nice. Oh, he kindly brought four mm-hmm. to give to us. So what I want to say is that if you're someone out there and you want to get a copy of the zine that they do, now is the time to call in a pledge at, well, what should we say that pledge level should be to get a zine? Oh, let's make it $5 or $10. They give it away, and we don't want to make it a big hump for someone to get over if you're interested in this. So you give your donation of $5 a month, $10 a month, it will be doubled because it is a matching time, and say that you would like to get a copy of the zine. That's Portland Through a Latinx Lens. It's a really beautiful drawn and written talking about the history of Latinx leaders.
And wow, so much you can get. You can get the zine, you can get it doubled, and on top of that, if you contribute more than $90, we have a bottle of wine waiting for you with a personal Valentine and that free trade organic chocolate. You have to come in and get it. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABU. 877-500-5266. That's the number.
We want to hear the rings. Ring, 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 ring. It makes us really happy. You know, we're sort of like Pavlov's dogs. We've gotten so we're attuned to the ringing of the phones
we'll
back
clean up
there.
The
yeah. Hoping that will bring us more money. Well, we're going to go back to our interview right now, but that should not stop you from becoming a member. Go right ahead and do that at this moment. I wanted to ask you, Miguel, about you do workshops, and they're workshops that are on. They have titles at the top on the pages that you can take off your site mm-hmm. that say Threats and Adaptations, Navigating Systems, Portland mm-hmm. Through a Latinx Lens. Mm-hmm. And then they say, how do we navigate? And things like that. And they have all sorts of interesting terms on them. Can mm-hmm. you talk about these workshops and why they're important?
Yeah, of course. So we currently we're delivering 4 different types of workshops. One of them is directly tied to the story idea. So we guide people through the process of coming up with an idea to submit a story to the website. Secondly, the hip-hop one that I mentioned earlier, so that's more hands-on, delivering that idea of processing trauma and other stuff, emotions, thoughts through music and hip-hop. The third one is tied to the zine in particular. So we try to guide the conversation about what does leadership look like? And that leadership doesn't have to be these grand, visible examples. Like, it can be more like smaller in like size, even like family members, etc. And then lastly, the other one, the one that we've delivered the most besides the hip hop one, is the navigating systems. And that one is tied directly to the idea of mainly for not just Latinx people, but for people of color, by POC folks, that we are navigating through a system that wasn't built for us. And, you know, it's operating and it works to benefit white people, if I'm being honest. And so
yeah,
the idea of white supremacy.
A system that came out of colonial settlers.
Exactly.
You know, settler colonialism definitely wasn't not set up for people of color.
And it's the exploitation of people and et cetera. So the idea of, like, how do you navigate, how do you deal, how do you connect with people when, you know, this these are things that are, like, back of your mind, or things that you don't know how to address, or the what are the tools that you need to figure it out. And so the idea with this workshop is that it's not just for Latinx or by POC people. It's also to inform other folks, so people of the dominant culture, because
so people who want to be allies,
who want to be allies, like, how are you perpetuating these things? Even in the folks who are people of color, some of these things we are also perpetuating it because we live in a system of white supremacy. And so the goal with this particular workshop is just to, like, let's define some of the terms, and you're gonna have to do some of the work, you're gonna have to do some of the research, so that you have a clear understanding of how you're complicit or not, and how you can, like, figure out what are the tools that you particularly need. Because someone might need therapy, someone might need to be in the community, someone else might need to write or draw what they're feeling, other people might be like, nah, I'm not going to deal with it. So it's a spectrum. You got to figure out where you're at and what tools you need.
Yeah, because everybody is individual, and certainly of immigrants coming into this country, there's many variations of how people deal with the issues of purposeful racism and the issues of maybe not so purposeful, in the sense that us colonial settlers, that was our ancestry, but we didn't necessarily want to bring it on, but do we necessarily carry it through in our lives without noticing it? So it sounds like a really important kind of workshop, and one that's popular because you've done it repeatedly.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go back now in just a moment to speak with Teresa again, and I always love the fundraising, but I also really enjoy getting to talk to you about your organization. So when we come back, we'll talk about the most important things that he wants to leave us with.
Okay.
And now we're going to go with Teresa over there.
Hello.
Hey, have we had any bells ringing?
We have had calls from Thomas this morning, from Ray, from Nicole, from Brian, from Judy, let's see, from Diane, from Peter. We have had a lot of calls this morning. It's time for you to join us at 877-500-5266. 877-500-KABU. Go ahead.
Hey, Teresa, how long is that match good for?
That match is, well, long enough, right? I'm hoping it extends into my show, which follows yours.
Yes, yes, we
but,
are.
We have
love
a lot
matches.
Going.
We hear in KABU.
I'm assured that it goes on. So yes, we have the match.
We love matches because that means there's somebody out there that says, "Hey, for every dollar you give, I'll give a dollar." And there's somebody who has the money and the ability and the desire to do that. And they're doing that so that they can ingest that desire into you so that you will go, I could do that. If I give five, that's 10.
Yeah, it makes me wish I could start my membership now, because
I
contribute $25 a month and they'd have to pay $50 a month and I'd feel like I was the hero around here. But we have such a deal going for you now, because we want to show you the love without borders here at KBOO. And when you call, not only do you get the premium that you ask for, or the premium that you dial up with however many dollars you want to give us, but you also get today, if you can come in and get it, a bottle of red wine. And I'm assured by the Trader Joe's staff, this is one of their better, not so expensive red wines. It's not $2 Chuck. It's the good stuff. And a handmade Valentine's, very sweet, with calligraphy. It was made by my beloved spouse. And free trade organic chocolate, all bundled together to show you the love. And you can get that by calling us at 877-500-5266. And if you're pledging more than $90 a month, that's yours on top of everything else. You can do that right now, 877-500-5266. Now, don't make the staff drink all this wine. Come on, they can't handle it.
We're gonna have a problem.
We don't want to have a drunken. Thing.
Well, we
going
do after
on.
Hours, and they're fun.
Not while we're trying to answer the phone and fill out computer forms.
I'll force it on them.
Then it becomes just too hard. But
Church of KABU, I'll make it sink.
I do believe we have various kinds of iconic, things going on where you can pray to the icons, even though you're not supposed to. We have various things set up to bring us good luck. I almost brought my good luck mascot this morning, but I decided to leave him at home. It's a little stuffed animal. I like
Hey, to bring it's a witch that made those Valentines. That's always good luck.
Yeah. But you know what's most important here this morning is that you have lots of ways and lots of goodies that you can get for becoming a member of KBOO. But as you've been paying attention, and I know you have because you're our KBOO listeners, then you've heard how bad things are getting in this country, and you know how valuable it is to have an alternative voice, even an alternative voice to those supposedly liberal voices out there, you know, that it seems like they want to take us back to the 50s when I listen to what they're saying. But, you know, you need a counterpoint to that, and this is the counterpoint. And the counterpoints are nonprofit and not commercial, and that way they can be actual, you know, contrast with the corporate media, because we are not corporate. No big person's giving us money. So we need you to, you know, show your support for that radio. We rely on our members, absolutely. And you guys have come through for us year after year. This is our 51st year. So we're counting on it again. The number to draw is 877-500-5266. Now, remember, I've been talking with Miguel Rodriguez of Portland through a Latinx lens, and they have some wonderful zines here that if you call in with just a minimum pledge of $5 a month, you can get one of those zines. It's really worth it. They're beautiful. I want to thank you all in advance for the dollars that you are going to put into KBOO's coffers so that we can go on being the independent radio station here in Portland and that is heard around the world.
Let's give the number again.
877-500-5266.
Heck yeah.
Easy to call. And now we're going to go back and talk with Miguel some more about Portland through a Latinx lens. And I wanted to just say something about that name, Latinx. I started out calling it Latinx, so it's hard for me to get out of that. But once I was talking to my sister and I used that phrase, she said, now that means you wouldn't have used that phrase 2 years ago. And I was like, right. So talk a little bit about how that became the phrase and how you guys adopted that and how important that is.
Yeah, of course. I think one of our core values as our team, as an organization, is that, once again, we want to amplify the voices of folks that haven't been traditionally at the forefront, and definitely are folks that are non-binary or part of the LGBTQ plus community. We play a role in how we continue to perpetuate cis heteronormative ideas and the words that we're using. And so in terms of what that meant to our group, we didn't want to say Portland through a Latino lens, Portland through a Latina lens. No, Latinx is partially non-binary, but the idea that it's also more inclusive, so that wherever you are in the spectrum of your identity, that you can actually be like, I'm in there and I'm not being excluded. So that was one of the core pieces of the name. And also, a lot of us are educators. A lot of us are organizers. A lot of us are volunteers. And the thing is, like, a lot of the things that are happening around the country are targeting people that, are just, it's messed up is what I'm saying. So the idea that we are continually learning and that we have to put in the work and it's going to be uncomfortable. So, like, to your point earlier that you said, like, you know, even 2 years ago, like, I wasn't using that term, if I'm being honest. But that's because I was ignorant to it, right? And so the idea that I also had to do some of the work and had to reflect on, oh, how am I not being inclusive? How am I perpetuating certain things? So the idea that, like, no matter where you're at, there's always work to be done. And also, language is really malleable. There's this idea that people think language is really rigid. To some degree it is, but if you notice throughout millennia, language has evolved. It's contextual. It depends, you know? So
how far do you think the phrase has penetrated into the larger community of Latinx?
I think that's a very complicated question because I would say for younger folks, it's becoming, in general, for younger folks, it's becoming more of like, okay, we're using this term. It makes sense.
Younger folks of all colors, races, and backgrounds are adopting these changing language. It's coming from their generations.
Exactly. But I think with maybe certain like middle to older folks in, for example, the Latinx community, it's how do you deconstruct that notion of like, why are you changing the language? Mm-hmm. What are you trying to do? It's always been this way, or stuff like that. And not everyone, but that idea that we need to deconstruct those ideas and then having those difficult conversations of like, this is why we're doing it. And if I'm being honest, I've even had some conversations with friends, family, where they're like, why is it called that? And then I try to explain and they're like, well, I'm still going to say Latino because that's how it's always been. I'm like, okay, so why do you think it's always been that way? So it's that challenge.
Now, I think I'd be tempted to say, yeah, you can be a dinosaur.
well, here's the thing to that. My philosophy, I'll speak for myself. My philosophy as an educator is like, I'm going to meet you at some point, not halfway, and I'm going to challenge you. And then I'm going to step back and I'm going to come back. But if at some point it's been too long, then I'm going to be even more pushy because it's a process. I don't expect people to just suddenly be like, oh yeah, every time. Like, same thing with pronouns.
Yes.
Like, that's something where some folks are like, I'm just not used to saying pronouns. And there are some folks who are like, you got my pronouns wrong, and because you got my pronouns wrong, I'm going to completely isolate you. I understand that, but, you know, it's changing culture. You're not going to change culture in a day, a week, or a month, or a year.
No, and you're more likely to change it with compassion from the start, you know, mm-hmm. having people understand the basis for the change. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been really great talking to you, and we're starting to run out of time, and I am going to want you to think about the most important things you want mm-hmm. to leave us with. But I think it is time to go back to... Oh, no. We're a little off our change. I've got 5 more minutes.
Okay,
I'm so
sweet.
Thrilled. Yeah. Hey, that's okay with me. So tell us about some of the other trying to penetrate into the larger community. How do you reach out? I know you've got a space on, and before we leave, you should give the different ways people can reach you on mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram,
yeah.
And other ways. Mm-hmm. So how do you reach out into that community?
The power of like networking and the power of the networks and communication that we already have established. But beyond that, there are already a lot of great people, organizations, et cetera, that are doing great work. So you don't have to also reinvent the wheel. So
do you connect up with the organizations that are fighting ICE or, those kinds of issues?
So that's something that we need to figure out because, once again, we're volunteer-led, so a lot of us, our capacity is really limited. But I think also where our political ideology is at, just because partially we are grant-funded, so, mm-hmm. you know, we can't sometimes do or say certain things. So I personally want to figure out how to do more of that because that's exactly what needs to be done. Like this work where we're providing, you know, like the code switching and imposter syndrome, critical. Okay, I agree. But we need stuff that's a lot more on the ground. So, for example, there's Power to the Dreamers and Pueblo Unido who provide direct services to
We've
DACA.
We've had Pueblo Unido.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. You know, they provide direct services to folks that are affected by these policy changes that are affecting DACA. So something I want us to do, and I can't speak for my team, but something I want us to do is collaborate with those organizations or VOS or... there are other, like, I have a lot of friends who are Filipino, and so, like, they are also doing a lot of community organizing, whether that's EMA, USA, stuff like that.
There's a very active group in the Portland area.
So, you know, we got to figure out how we are moving forward and what our core values are. We have a pretty clear idea, but once again, that challenge, we need to figure out how can we continue to support other folks that are doing the great work. And do it in a genuine way.
Maybe the zine is one way that mm-hmm. You can, you know, highlight different struggles, mm-hmm. And it matches in with your whole scope. You know,
yeah.
So you could highlight local struggles mm-hmm. around ICE. You know, we also have people we have children who are housed who've come from the southern border who are not with their family who are housed here in Portland for some period of time, as it tries to get settled to send them with a sponsor and things like mm-hmm. that. So there's lots of different ways that people are serving the Latinx community, and mm-hmm. most of them are being done by the Latinx people themselves, mm-hmm. which is the way it should be, mm-hmm. really.
For the community and by the community.
Yes, yeah, from the community and by the community. I think that that does work a whole lot better. There was one other question I wanted to ask you. Yeah, talk about what does allyship look like through your lens. What do you, when someone is an ally or wanting to be an ally of you?
I think in terms of the organization, so PDX Latinx Lens, showing up to our workshops, volunteering, whatever skill set you have, there's probably something we need to do. But I think beyond that, this idea. Allyship is very it's so nuanced. It's very complicated.
Yeah. We're a mass of human mm-hmm. beings.
Yeah. But I guess like in regards to general allyship, there's a lot of white fragility, and that idea that it feels like a personal attack, or it feels like, you know, we're confronting like the dominant culture about specific things. It's because folks haven't been called out on it. And as we shift to a more equitable society, people are straying from those difficult conversations because they feel attacked. They feel like it's personal. And it's not. It's because of these systems of oppression that are suppressing communities. So I feel like true allyship is being okay with that you're going to be uncomfortable and that you have to do the work. It can't just be me. It can't just be a person of color.
You don't have to comfort me if yeah. I'm uncomfortable.
And I don't have to teach you everything. If anything, I shouldn't be teaching you stuff. It should be from your own free will that you're like, crap, like I'm perpetuating these things, or these are the things that I've heard from my community that I should be doing better. But then you're like, but I'll do it later, or I'll get a training, because I do equity work at my work too. So they're like, oh, I'll just wait for the training. You know, it's just like, no, you have a lot of stuff that you can do now, but you're just deciding not to do it. You know, like this is gonna sound a little conceited, but like I'm over here working a full-time job and doing this because I want to and I know it's necessary. You're part of KBOO and you're also doing this work, and it's because out of your own initiative. And there are a lot of folks who, you know, are, for lack of better terms, being complacent, and that, you know, they're like, oh, okay, I don't have to do it, or it'll be done. It's like, that's part of the problem. That's how white supremacy works. So, yeah.
So a challenge to get started even.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for that. I do believe that we're going to go back to Membership Central.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yay. There's our Teresa.
And we've had so many calls this morning. We've had Judy and Diane and Brian and so many others. And thank you.
Oh, they're taking advantage of that matching. Yeah. Oh, yay. Matching.
It's like doubling your money by calling us right now. And I know that's got to feel good. 877-500, excuse me, pardon my phlegm. 877-552-66 is the number to call. And we have, tell us again, Linda, we have... a publication that we can offer?
Yes, it's Portland Through Latinx Lens. It is they have set up a zine that is on leaders from Latinx communities, and it's beautifully drawn and illustrated and written, and so you get like 12 stories in it of leaders, or 16 stories. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, okay. We got 4 copies, so.
You got 4 copies.
All right.
You only have to do $5 a month. Of course, if you'd like to do 15 or 20, mm-hmm. that's great, too.
Oh, and one thing, if you're unable to take advantage of, like, this opportunity, we also host it online for free, but definitely support KBOO.
Yeah.
Because you'll get a physical copy versus a digital copy.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that would be great. I looked at it online. I'm excited about the physical copy as well.
There's something about it that just feel it.
So you know you're out there and you do support KBOO and you do support organizations like Portland Through a Latinx Lens. I'm sure that many of you have never even heard of it before, and I'm really glad if this is the first time. Well, I'd love you to have heard of it before, but I'm really glad you're hearing about it now. It's one of the things we get to do here at KBOO that's so important, is let you know about organizations that are carrying forward the work that you do yourselves. I know that most of our audience have been activists at one time or another, and you know, you become an activist when you give your dollars and match your dollars at KBOO. So that's one, I really believe that app firmly, you know, without your dollars, this it wouldn't extend out into the community, and it does.
También consigue tu vino ahora, because you can get it right now by calling us 877-500-5266. That's Valentine's wine, Valentine's free trade chocolate, and a homemade Valentine by a longtime KBOOer. And you can get that by calling us right now, 877-500-5266. In addition to your pledge, in addition to getting it doubled, you can get that just by coming in after making a $90 or more pledge. Calling 877-500-5266.
And thank you very much for listening to More Talk Radio this morning, or to Talk Radio on KBOO. I didn't let you talk, audience, but you know I love you, and I do usually let you talk, and I will again. But Miguel and I had enough to talk about. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for being members and supporters of KBOO. And thanks to Asia, our great engineer, keeping this all moving. And thank you, Miguel Rodriguez.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. The time is now 9 a.m. Up next is Press Watch with Teresa Mitchell, bringing you the news you're not supposed to know.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who've donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Brunchbox, with two locations on the west side and downtown Portland at 620 Southwest 9th Avenue, and on the east side at 676 Southeast Morrison Street. Brunchbox serves up a menu of burgers and sandwiches every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Lunch was provided by Nel Centro, located at 1408 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland. Open every day until 11 p.m. or later. More information at nelcentro.com. Dinner was provided by Dove Vivi, located at 2727 Northeast Gleason Street in Portland. Open every day from 4 to 10 p.m. Dove Vivi serves handmade cornmeal crust pizza. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.
Saturday, February 15th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., it's the semi-annual KBOO Bluegrass Marathon.
Featuring 14 great local bands.
The Mavens.
Mountain Honey.
Sunfish Duo.
Annie Stanonets and John Cale.
Sunny South.
Martin Family Band.
Julie and the Waves.
Jack Straw.
Josh Cole and Friends.
The Sleepy Eye Johns.
Train River.
Lillian Sawyer.